The provincial government is currently in the process of overhauling New Brunswick's property tax system. As part of the process, the province is running a survey to get input from residents. St John is home to a large amount of heavy industry, but only a little more than 50% of the industrial property tax is retained by the city in the current system. The city is therefore encouraging residents to complete the survey in the hopes of letting the government know the importance of retaining some financial benefit from industry where people's lives are most directly affected by it. Local 107.3 FM spoke with St John Mayor Donna Reardon about the property tax system and the survey, as well as how a new system could benefit the city.
Well, tax reform for the province is something that every municipality is asking for. The system, you know, hasn't been updated in a long time. The province is apparently very reliant on property tax, which it does not align with other provinces in the country. So how can we generate funds? How can we have a more predictable, a more reliable formula for property tax assessment? Right now, assessments are very subjective. They're based on the sale of the property. So you could have two properties, one that has sold several times and one that hasn't sold in 40 years. So they would have different assessments on the same street, which doesn't really make a lot of sense. So we've all asked for property tax reform. That's been something that St. John's been asking for probably since I've been on council, which is 2012.
What would you say a fairer system would look like? And what are you hoping for St. John?
We are asking to keep 100% of the property tax that is collected from heavy industry, what is generated locally, to keep it locally. So currently over 50%, I don't know if it's 50, probably 4 or 5% of the property tax that is collected stays in the municipality, and the remainder of it goes to the province. The only property that's 100% kept in the municipality that's generated here would be residential, and that would be owner-occupied residential. So we would like to keep that portion. Heavy industry is very, very supportive of that.
How would retaining industrial taxes in the city help St. John? How would it be felt and help with the effects of living with heavy industry?
So it makes sense that property tax that would be generated wherever it would stay there, and for a couple of reasons. One would be for infrastructure support, so to make sure that your roads are always repaired, etc. Two would be safety. So we feel that here in St. John, a lot of the train crossings do not have gates. It's obviously a benefit to have gates, and there's also the fact that you don't need the train whistles if you have the gates. And so it creates a better quality of life for your citizens if they can sleep at night. And the third thing would be that we would invest in quality of life items as well. And so when in the summer, I think, you know, we would invest some of that heavy industry money maybe into beaches, or we have Dominion Park Beach on the west side, and the pulp and paper mill is going to invest $1.1 billion. So we would use some of that money that we would gain from the property tax of that investment and maybe put money into a west side beach. And that would be to create that quality of life and those amenities. And this is only the heavy industry component. It's only one piece of the total tax reform scope of work that needs to be done. We just thought this one made some sense. There are 33 municipalities that have some heavy industry in them, and all of them have taxes that would be tax, property tax money that would be going to the province as well.
One thing I would like to ask a little bit about is the kind of the effect that heavy industry has on the city, and how, in what way does that effect justify, I suppose, keeping the full amount of the property tax?
Well, we can justify it because we live with the consequences of heavy industry in your city. So it brings risk. I mean, we just had a gigantic fire here. That was 2023. We had that huge fire at the port. So, you know, there are risks with heavy industry. You hear about gas leaks. You hear about all sorts of things. There are risks. So how do you mitigate those risks? And how do you keep your citizens safe? And how do your citizens sleep at night with train whistles and crossings, et cetera? You know, And industry is good. I'm not saying industry is bad. Industry is good for your city. You know, industry brings jobs and lots of things. So how do we live in a symbiotic, harmonious relationship with industry? This would help for us who have the impacts of heavy industry in our communities, and our citizens have those impacts. It would help to have that extra money that is going, that is being taxed by property tax through the property tax system, but 45% of it or whatever it is going off to Fredericton. Why? When we could use that, if you're going to take on the risk and the, it's not, I don't want to say the inconvenience, but we don't have a schedule right now for when the trains go through Sims Corner. If we did, then people could work around that and maybe we can get there. So it's those sorts of things. But if you have a community where, you know, heavy industry's money is all coming to your community and the citizens see that, then I find they have more patience because they say, okay, this is, you know, this train going through three times a day, that's good for us because we have a beautiful beach because of that train, or, you know, whatever it is. So I think that's a fair balance.
So the province is running a survey for residents to have input into the overhaul, and I understand you're encouraging St. John's to complete the survey.
The province has committed to tax reform. And so I think it's imperative that the people who are in the trenches and are actually paying the property taxes need to speak on it. They need to put their voice forward. Because I think, you know, that's who you need to hear from, because that's who's impacted by it. In the last 4 years, the assessment values in St. John for residential have gone up almost 40%, 39 point something percent. That's a lot. And for heavy industry, it's gone up 8 point something percent. Here in this city, over 60% of the budget is tax money from residential. So, you know, it's the citizens who are carrying a lot of the costs. And so their voices need to be heard. So we are definitely encouraging everyone to, you know, fill out that survey.
More information and links to the survey can be found on the New Brunswick Government website at gmb.ca, and the survey will remain open until August 10th. This is Iona Coe for Local 107.3 FM and the Local Journalism Initiative.